If you tune into media outlets that cater to the conservative base, you'll find Pennsylvania's handling of the election is still a hot topic. Take this from just a few weeks ago. State Senator Doug Mastriano of Adams County is talking with former President Donald Trump's one-time lawyer, Jenna Ellis, on her Real America's Voice TV show.
And so the Pennsylvania Supreme Court, September 17th of last year, rewrote our legislation, took away safeguards, added 3 days, did things they had no business doing.
Republican Congressman Scott Perry, who represents portions of Cumberland, Dauphin, and York counties, keeps banging that drum, too. In late February, he wrote an op-ed in a right-leaning publication arguing the state Supreme Court changed election rules mid-game, at best overstepping its role in state government, and at worst, robbing voters of their constitutional rights. Here's a good place for a reminder. The legislative, executive, and judicial branches are all equal. They serve as a check and balance on one another. To Penn State Dickinson Law Professor Stanley Brand, to say otherwise is just spin.
There's nothing extraordinary in what the Supreme Court did in interpreting these statutes. It's what they do every day. The controversy came because it involved a hotly contested election in the midst of a pandemic.
Brand says shutdowns and restrictions amid the COVID-19 pandemic prompted new legal questions lawmakers couldn't have expected when they approved no-excuse mail-in voting in 2019. Like, can you turn in your mail-in ballot at a drop box to avoid catching coronavirus? Since the law didn't address those kinds of concerns outright, Brand says Pennsylvania's highest court stepped in and answered, yes, you can.
This sort of simplistic argument that the Supreme Court has torn loose from its moorings by interpreting state law, which was either ambiguous or conflicted with other provisions, is just not tenable.
Widener Law Commonwealth legal professor Michael Domino has also closely studied the court's election-related rulings and GOP lawmakers' criticisms. He says both have been misunderstood.
The way that the public sees that is a bunch of Democrats on the Supreme Court issued rulings that help the Democratic Party, and this is a partisan sham. The truth is a little bit more complicated.
Domino points out justices aren't really politicians. They interpret the law in the way their legal training and philosophy tells them is right. And during the election, Domino says, that's just what the state Supreme Court did.
They have the authority, the power, that is, to interpret the law in whatever way they think is proper.
And this is what some in the GOP are getting hung up on. They say the court's interpretations allowing pandemic election procedures might have tipped the scales or even violated the U.S. Constitution. For what it's worth, the GOP justices agreed with parts of the decisions in the state's landmark election case in September. Plus, at least two federal judges that reviewed parts of how the election was handled sided with the Wolf administration and Supreme Court. Domino says the real qualm here is with judicial philosophy, which liberal and conservative justices are both allowed to have.
Whether that's the way that the justices should be acting, that's a little bit, well, it's much more debatable.
But that whole debate is a distraction, in Democratic political strategist Mustafa Rashid's opinion.
It's part of a strategy to make voting harder and reduce access to voting.
You see it happening all over the country right now, in Georgia, Arizona, and other states that President Joe Biden flipped blue, states where Trump and some of his allies continue to baselessly challenge the legitimacy of the vote. Rashid says Pennsylvania is among them, and that makes it a prime place to try for new voting restrictions.
To say something was unfair or it was done wrongly, it gives you the justification to have legislation that will roll back voting in this country, and that's what I'm most concerned about.
It's unclear right now whether that will happen. House and Senate lawmakers are both conducting hearings on election processes and have vowed not to put forward any changes until those wrap up. The discussions include county commissioners and election leaders of both parties, and they're telling legislators to focus on clarifying parts of the law so voters will know all the rules ahead of time. In that case, the state Supreme Court might not have to step in. Sam Dunklaw, WITF News.